the more you get present minded and you become in your body more, I think it's less of a roller coaster and it's more of just, there's really no highs and there's really no lows. It's just a really good place to be.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Thanks for joining me again today on the show. Welcome back to Earn Your Happy. I am blessed to have you here. And I am so excited to meet so many of you on the book tour. A Tribe Called Bliss round two is coming to a city near you. And if you live in Austin, Atlanta, Chicago, or Nashville, I'm like hitting so many of the southern states, I would love, 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 love to meet you. Grab your girlfriends, grab your guy friends, grab all your friends. And come to the book tour because we are going to have the most amazing evening or afternoon, whatever time it's happening in your city. And I will tell you, this is one of my favorite things that I definitely have ever done. I had quite a few moments on book tour when I was like, wow, I thought that I knew what my purpose was and what I was made for, but it was actually made to be in rooms just like this, having this conversation with women. We laugh, we cry, we connect, friendships are made, businesses move forward. Stuff is happening. Let me tell you, when I say it's magical, I mean, I don't mean just like, oh yeah, that was a really great evening. A lot happened. I mean, magic happens. Shifts happen. We set such a powerful intention. And I will tell you that I show up on that stage so real and so raw and so ready to connect to all of you that I think that we just all crack open together in such a safe space that it's time and we know and we're stepping in. So I pray that you step in with us because stuff is going to go down there and it's going to rock your world. So go to atribecalledbliss.com. Honestly, I just want to take a selfie with you for real. I just want to hug you. I just want to like sit in the room and be like, girlfriend, do you understand what I'm talking about? Like the struggle is real. And it's also awesome to be in it together and to be moving forward and to be growing and expanding, stepping in, rising up. Right? So go to atribecalledbliss.com. Don't want to rush yet, but I'm going to be super honest. All of our venues sold out last time and we literally had to turn away like 50 women in Toronto because we truly did not have room like against fire code. So go grab your spot because it is the most challenging thing for me to be like, I swear to you, I literally cannot let anyone else in. So I can't wait to see you. On today's show, I have such an awesome guest. So this guy is a soul brother for real, through and through. I've had some incredible experiences with him. And when you travel with someone, especially if you are somewhere that maybe isn't in your comfort zone and you spend weeks with someone, you really get to know them. And I will tell you, Drew Cannoli has a heart of gold. This human being is on a masterful path in his own life. He is so curious and is such a student along with such a teacher that he is committed to going to the places that people maybe don't understand or think are uncomfortable so that he can come back and really see what is applicable to the people that he knows and to his life and to himself. So I love our conversation because with Drew, I tend to go so far off in left field that I learn so much about myself to bring back to right field. Is that a thing? I don't know. I think I'm making it up right now. Like I don't really know if left field or right field is a thing, but you get what I'm saying. I don't know. And if you have husbands, they heard a sport analogy and their ears perked up if they're in the car. So Drew Canole is an author. He's a transformation coach, and he is the founder of Organifi. He has helped thousands of men and women revitalize their health, ignite their vision, and shift the course of their life forever. After reaching a dead end in his own health, Drew discovered the difference between going through the motions and living with radical intention. He now helps people tap into the big you to create the change they never thought possible. Here's the deal, guys. I am so excited to read this book because Drew has said some things to me that have immediately impacted and shifted my life for the better. He is a massive thinker. He thinks outside of the box. Some of the things that maybe you hear on this podcast, you might be like, what the what? But just listen, tune in, and understand that he is absolutely thinking so far outside of the box that that is where so many of his ideas are coming from when he can really, truly relate to what's going on now. And I have to tell you, his story is so powerful of where he came from and what he went through as a child. So I really want you to tune in, get the book, and listen to the podcast. So I hope that you enjoy my dear friend, Drew. Drew, I'm so excited to have you on the podcast. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, it's been a while, huh?
Oh my God. Okay, so I was just thinking of this because last time I had you on the podcast, are you ready?
Yes.
I was nervous.
No, you weren't. Get out of here. You don't get nervous.
I was like, I don't even know. I don't even know about juicing vegetables. So,
uh-oh. Well, that's why I judged you the whole entire time.
Oh, you know what? It was important that you judge me because I deserve to be judged because I didn't.
I was like, this newbie, she doesn't know about juicing vegetables. What is going on with her?
You know what I realized though is afterward, because when I told my mom that, or my mom had, you know, seen that I had done a podcast with you, I was like, I could have just called my mom and she could have told me everything about Drew.
Would that be cool to do on this podcast?
Mom.
Mom.
She wouldn't even, I don't know. I think she would actually monopolize the whole hour just asking you about like gut health and what vegetables she can have to be more regular.
God. I'm going to be in Michigan. I'm actually going to be in the Mackinac Island Bridge. I should just show up.
Surprise and, pop into mom. She would love that. Hey, oh my God.
I know you don't know me, but you know, I'm friends with your daughter. Or your mom would know because she likes seen our videos and stuff.
Yeah. That, you know, that would be super fun. Just thinking of all the craziness that would ensue with my mom. Okay.
Yes.
So anyway, yeah, that was the first time. And I mean, I knew about you and here's the thing is I had so many friends who said that you were amazing. And then I met you and I was like, wait, what? I'm just kidding. It was amazing.
Yeah. He's like, he's just kind of cool, but like not really amazing. I wouldn't classify him at amazing level.
It was magical. And since then we've had some, you know, we've gone to Costa Rica together, which was super, I mean, so much fun. And something that I love about you is that I think from the outside, when I was looking and I just put you kind of on this like pedestal, we're being really honest, like, oh my God, this person does this. They're over here. They have this incredible company. And then when I actually got to know you, it's like my soul got to know you. And I found that our souls were both just funny. Like we liked to have fun. And you like made that Costa Rica trip for me. Not that it wasn't already incredible, but to be able to bring that part out of me in such a spiritual surrounding and really find out that fun was my, like, that's my spiritual home, to be honest. Like just having fun just opens up everything else. So you were completely like, you came out of left field for me with that. And that was also a beautiful lesson that sometimes these people who you just put in a different category can open something up for you if you, you know, because I decided just to like be totally open in that situation and like let anything come in. And that was a huge gift for me. So thank you for that.
Well, I will say that I have never laughed with somebody so much in my life as I did with you. And I don't know who said this, but they say that laughter is actually the language of God.
Wow.
So you and I were sharing that language together and it was beautiful.
Oh, so I love that. I still think we need to do our noshowcoach.com
episode. Man, that would be epic. like coaching, and you got to tell them about this, because I think you have podcast listeners right now that would sign up immediately if they knew what it was.
So this was our SNL skit.
It's a great business idea.
It's a really great SNL skit, actually, where it's noshowcoach.com. So you actually get coached by your coach not showing up and having to sit in your own thoughts of being so upset your coach doesn't show up, but also of working it out on your own. So being, you know, paying your coach for nothing, basically, but you had to be there, I think. I'm pretty sure, Drew.
Yeah, I'm there. They're probably like, all right, guys, what are we talking about today on this podcast? I mean,
well, today's really magical because... So today I'm so excited to have you on again, especially coming from a place of really getting to know you and who you are and what you stand for. So I'm so excited for this book, Drew. Like, so excited for this book. So Drew has a book coming out and it is called You Be You. And to be quite honest, I think it's so funny that we started our whole podcast being super just us, because
yes,
that is where I feel like it even just opens up a segue to a beautiful conversation about you being you is the magic. So first of all, we're going to get even deeper into it, but You Be You, sometimes I feel like the title can really capture a lot of what the book is about. So why did you pick this?
Well, I picked it for many reasons, but I think the big one was, you know, I've gone through a lot of different journeys of the soul and of my own life. There's been experiences and situations in my life where it would have ended up a lot better if I was just me, right? Mm-hmm. When I was just my authentic self. So I think the book leads you on a three-step process. First, detoxifying your life. And then its next up is crushing your limitations. And then it's awakening to the awesomeness that's inside of every single person. Yeah, it's super powerful when we really start to clean up our thoughts, because most people have a trash can in their mind and it's really noisy. If you ever really check in with people, maybe people that you love or people that you work with, they are in their heads thinking, and most of the time that thinking is just trash. So, and I experienced it too, whether it be the conditioning and the indoctrination of what happened to me as a child that I talk about in the book, being tortured, being neglected. If I couldn't tie my shoes fast enough, my own father would put cigarettes out on my head. Holding my head underneath the water in a bath. And if I came out and cried, he'd shove it back under and smack me when I was like 4 years old, right? So all of those thoughts of not being lovable, of being the scared little boy back then, it kind of embeds itself in our neural pathways that then lead down to our biological, which I like to call meat suit, that you and I wear. We've chosen to wear meat suits in this life experience. I'm grateful for the meat suits that we have because they're pretty awesome, right? But they're also a black hole. We spend a lot of time putting time and attention into our bodies and not as much time focusing on the other bodies that we have. And the primary one that the book focuses on is the light body that we share. And when you're in your light body, you're actually the real you. You're the you that has massive amounts of superpowers, unbeknownst to anything that most people will probably ever witness in this material realm, because they're so caught up in the box or the matrix or the 3D reality that we exist in. So really, and I'm a super geek, but if the book was anybody in a movie, it'd probably be Morpheus, because Morpheus is going to pull you out of your little matrix of your life, shake you until you wake up to the divine you. It's dreaming yourself awake, essentially.
So when you're in your light body, right? First of all, I want to ask what that feels like for you. And do you, as Drew now, because I want to go back to Drew in the past, but as Drew now, what do things get in the way of you getting in your light body? Like, what does that look like to you? Sure. Are there rituals around it? What do you need to do to get there, especially in maybe situations that make you want to go back to not being yourself?
Oh, yeah. Lots of situations in the past have really held me back. One is the fear of it, right? We're in the fear of our own light, which Marianne Williamson talks about. It's not fear itself or anything else. It's the fear that we're magnificent beyond measure. And that's what really scares us as humans. The fear of success is one of those as well. The fear of death holds a lot of people back because of the dogma of religious practices that have happened throughout all time that place an emphasis on you know, just be a good person in this life and you'll get to this happy, magical place one day. Instead of claiming heaven now, in this moment, we put it off like it's waiting for us. So I think that holds a lot of people back. Mm. I think it leads a lot of people to addiction of drugs, addiction to alcohol, addiction to TV. You know, the average person watches like 4 hours of TV a day, which is just crazy, right? Mm-hmm. So all of these things hold us back and really keep us from playing all out in life. And if humans could really understand how powerful we truly are, and I'm saying we because I'm included in this. I mean, I make a lot of mistakes and I'm not a master of this at all. I'm still a student on the way. I'm a guide on the side. I'm not the guru on the stage. Mm-hmm. But I think the more we really connect with what our true purpose is, and this book really goes well with your book, Lori, because when you're in that space, as you know, you attract synchronistic events and people into your experience that line up with that greater expanded version of who you are. Mm. And that's powerful.
Oh God, it's powerful and it's so incredibly important because they'll reflect that back to you. It's so crazy how we can look at the limiting beliefs of the people around us and kind of know that that's only as far as we'll go if we look at their limiting beliefs. So we really need to be with people who are constantly learning and know that they're always working through that. I love that. So for you, when it was in the past, who did you think that you needed to be in order to kind of navigate through this life in a successful way?
Okay. So one of the things, it's interesting because our life is likened to building a skyscraper, right? Everybody has their building and we were building this skyscraper up so high and it's just beautiful. We get this glass. Some of them can look a little modern. Some of them may be like an old villa in the Mediterranean in Greece or something like that, mm-hmm. right? We're all building these buildings. And as people pass by this building and they look at our life, which is the building, they say, hey, that window is a little out of place. Or the line on this side of the building looks a little crooked, or the color that you chose for the carpet inside. I really don't like that. Mm. And they start picking at you. And then we hold those thoughts, those impressions in our mind. And that becomes very toxic to the human condition. So many of those things that were picked at my building was witnessing my dad lose a bunch of jobs growing up as a kid and seeing my mom work as a janitor, three different jobs. Mm. So what would any young man, any boy, see in that when the average income that people made in Michigan, where I'm from, is like $30,000 a year jointly, which is crazy, is, mm-hmm. you know what, money's the solution. So I'm just going to make so much money to where my wife doesn't have to work, my children's children.
That's what we say in Michigan.
Yeah.
My
children over here. It's the legacy, right? So we drive ourselves so hard. We have many sleepless nights. We work 14 to 18 hours a day, all for that quest of, well, if I have the money, then my solution will be answered. And I'll be happy when I get to the end of this journey. As long as I have 10 million or 20 million, 100 million or 10 billion or 2 trillion, whatever it is to you, it's like what we come up with in our minds. And then we get there and then we feel empty. Mm. And we're wondering, wow, I've gotten everything that I could ever imagine, anything that I could ever dream up. And for some reason, I'm still not feeling 100% fulfilled. Mm. So that's the journey.
And when did that happen for you? Did you wake up? Was this, were you in your 20s? Were you in your 30s? Well, what did that look like for you when you became successful but woke up?
I think it's levels. You know, there's levels of awareness. You know, the young, and when you think you're awake, it's like you're actually not, because being awake is not a thinking thing. It's just being the vast emptiness that's inside all of us and not having a thought, actually being an open space and a conduit for miracles to happen through you. Mm. And I think that happened to me probably over the past year and a half to 2 years. I've been working with a Toltec shaman, Juan Javier, who Carlos Castaneda writes a lot of books in the past. Great book called Journey to Islam. Mm. When Carlos is talking about Don Juan, and Javier, the Don that I work with, my Don, is actually Don Juan's only apprentice. So this Toltec shaman actually takes me on journeys through dream time. I've been working with him for 10 years. So at night, and Carlos talks about this in the books as well that he's written, But you go on journeys and journeys of your own soul, journeys of your subconscious, and you start to see, and I talk about this in the book as well, you start to see things that aren't holding you in your highest capacity as a human. And it's like your ego dies 1,000 times at night. One night of dream time is equivalent to 1 year on planet Earth.
Mm. Wow.
So you're just gaining so much wisdom so quickly when you're plugged into that. And that's been super helpful for me. And it's a continuation. It's a process that's happening. This past weekend, I was actually visiting with them again. I traveled for 2 days with them and went on another journey. And some may hear plant medicine when I say that, but it's actually learning how to create your own dream spaces to where you're accessing the different realms that plants can provide humans. I think they're amazing. You know, we get these guys talking about ayahuasca and San Pedro and mescalito and all these things that people are going on journeys to discover themselves. I believe in my truest heart that we actually have the capacity to do that without the plant medicine in dream time and similar states of REM activation and delta sleep to really go there and start to create magic when we're not even sleeping. Like I've visited ancient Egypt and I've seen things and different planets at times. It's like an IMAX movie every night when I go to bed.
Wow. Do you feel rested when you wake up? Or sometimes are you more tired?
Sometimes. And sometimes you wake up and you feel like you've been hit by a bus.
Mm.
But that's the best because that's when it's time to slow down. It's the big you, which I call the universe. And that's the you that we tap into at the end of the book when I give you meditation practices and I talk about dream time in the book to connect to the big you. It will let off the gas if you just ask it. So sometimes at night I'll set an intention to just have rest and I won't have any dreams.
Mm.
Or if I'm working through an issue, I'll recall it in my mind before I go to bed and I do a lucid induction and then I'll dream about it for sometimes a week to 2 weeks. It's the same thing and I'm learning, right?
Mm-hmm.
People learn languages in dream space. They travel to different worlds. They invent things like Tesla invented a lot of stuff. Edison, same thing. And I think it's one of the gifts that we've lost power in because of all the noise that's around us and all those limitations that we talk about in the book, all the ways to detox our life that are all around us. There's so much noise.
So I love that. Number one, I love that you're talking about this because you definitely, some people on here are a little lost right now. And I love, this just goes hand in hand with your you being you, because you are so, from the time that I first met you, you've been unapologetically you about this journey to discovering more of you and who you are and why you're on this planet. So do you go even more into the book about, number one, you've talked so much about the level, you know, different levels that you can unlock. And you guys, if you're not sure what he's talking about on here, I think it's just even more exciting to know that there's so many different levels of learning about yourself. And also you're just so unapologetic about where you're at right now. And it's your truth. And I think the more that you share that, the more I'm just listening to you and I don't necessarily know about this, but I'm like, yes, because you're saying it in such a truthful way for you. So do you talk more about like how to really unlock those levels for everybody else within your book?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's what I call the identity process, which is combining your why with your identity, asking questions to get to a place of what I do every day really resonates with this deep soul meaning that I have and a reason for my existence, a purpose for my existence. And it literally creates rocket fuel in your life for your desires, your wishes, your goals, and your dreams. Because most people operate in just the doing and very few people operate in the being.
Oh, man.
And when you create a identity, it allows you to access being more frequently. And when you're being, those are the people that walk into a room and have charisma. And charisma long ago actually met the Christ within. So people with high levels of charisma, they're essentially just seeing the Christ that's within all of us.
Oh, that's so good.
And the energy that we have. So being present to that when we're being, when we're our human beings, spiritual beings living a human experience, like Wayne Dyer has said in the past, I think that's super powerful.
Oh, so good. Okay. So the doing versus being. Okay. This is so easy to slip into the doing. Like I literally went on, you know, 2 months of traveling of just being like empty space. Like really, I would have moments in my brain where Chris would be like, what are you thinking? I'm like, nothing. And I have not had that in so long. And it was just being like being in this new environment and these new places, and travel really opens that up for me. And the second I get home, I find myself like grasping, like I need to be doing again. And I can feel myself slipping back into that and not wanting to, and really wanting to be more in the space of being, but also to be in my purpose, which I really believe is also to be connecting more people, connecting with more people. So do you ever, I think that there's probably people listening to this podcast who are in that struggle of, where do I be while trying to make things happen in my life?
Yes. I think it's easy to get lost in the doing for sure. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at Organifi, we have, I think we have like 135 employees now.
Oh my God.
So it's awesome. Crazy. And it's easy to go in and get caught up in what do I need to do today? And get thrown off your kilter. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that's always grounded me is having a solid morning ritual, which I talk about in the book. So things that light your soul on fire first, and then also physical activity, ways to get your chi, your energy body moving. Yeah, I think as long as you have that ritual in place, it's going to keep you in the beaten a lot longer. Mm. And I even set alerts on my cell phone that remind me to step into that zone of just complete presence versus trying to think something through or do something or in that moment.
That's good.
And that's pulling yourself out of the third dimension. Mm. And the 3D realm is the box, it's the matrix. And the fourth dimension is accessed only at a choice point, which I've talked about on some of my FitLife TV videos. And a choice point is that time of creation, because we're all creators. Mm. And when we choose to do something in the moment, you have to be present. Mm-hmm. So, and when you're in your present, that's the only time that you can manifest or materialize your goals and your desires and your dreams. Mm. So to be totally present all day, every day is the goal. And that's when you start to dream awake. It's as if your lucid dream becomes lucid living and you're going throughout your day. Just seeing miracles show up and you're able to impart knowledge and wisdom on people because it's not you. You know, you have access to your higher divine self. Mm. And I think that's definitely the goal of my life. And I think anybody that's listening to this, they've attracted it into their life for a reason. And you're listening to me now. So we're probably on the same page and we're in the same tribe, which is beautiful. Mm. And we're doing it together collectively.
Do you ever go through seasons like winter seasons or dry spells where you just, no matter how much you do your ritual or try to tap in, there's just nothing really speaking to you?
Heck yeah. I go through the four seasons every single day. And as a man, our seasons is different than a woman's because you go through seasons every month, right? Mm-hmm. You have your lunar cycle that lines up with your... Mm-hmm. Female cycle. And for men, we go through a cycle every day. So there'll be times when I'm moody, when I'm depressed, when I'm a little sad. I may even burst a tear here and there. I'm not afraid. Pull my man card. That's the tears coming out. And then there'll also be erratic, like joy, like rapture in the moment, or just feeling tons of energy. And I think the more you get present minded and you become in your body more, I think it's less of a roller coaster. And it's more of just, there's really no highs and there's really no lows. It's just a really good place to be. Mm. But it takes conscious effort not to allow yourself. Because let's say you're a business person and you're a salesperson, or you're enrolling people into your product or your vision for whatever you're creating, right? Mm-hmm. And there's days when you completely crush it, as Gary Vee would say, right? You're just hustling, you're grinding, you're crushing it. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden there's other days where it's like, gosh, no matter what I do, it's just not working today. And then you base your value of external things outside of you. And that leads you into a depressive state. But what if everything was perfect at the beginning of the day, the middle of the day, the end of the day, just because you had the awareness to see you from a higher place as the observer? So now you're just watching the 3D realm and you're watching it perfectly because you're creating it as the director and not the actor caught up in the story.
Hmm.
So I think that's the big thing. You know, there's the actor, there's the producer and the director. So once our awareness gets beyond the acting, which is the doing, we can move up and transcend into the being, which is the director. And then magic starts to happen because that's when you start elevating and delegating and pulling people into your tribe that actually want to support you on your mission and your vision for what's possible in the world.
Hmm. Okay, so that brought up a question for me. And let's see if I can even phrase this correctly. So sometimes I'm finding in my life, I'm getting more neutral points. Like I'm not... kind of what you were talking about. I'm not getting as high on the highs and I'm not getting as low on the lows. But then there's this beautiful neutral point, but then sometimes neutral can feel so neutral. Like I find myself sometimes yearning for those moments of like when I used to get so excited or I'd be on a walk and I feel like I'm floating on air like the whole time. And while those were beautiful, it's also kind of like I was able to get really low at that time. So I'm in this space of, do I just let go of that? Or am I just in a different season? Or why so much neutral in my life? Even when the great comes in, it's not, it's just kind of like, there it is, finally. Like not finally, just like, there it is. I expected it, here it is. But do you know what I'm saying? I'm not as much on this. It's almost like sometimes I find myself wanting to feel more than just neutral. Does that make sense?
Yes. So I talk about rituals a lot in the book. Mm-hmm. And one thing that I would recommend for you, because I know your heart, I know who you are, like I see you. And I think what's really important to you is the impact that you make mm-hmm. in other people's lives day in and day out. And I think that gives you energy. I think that fuels you to keep going.
Yeah.
Which is a lot like me. And sometimes we need to remind ourselves through, I have a Dropbox that I keep with testimonials, with videos that people have sent in, with comments from Facebook and Twitter and Instagram of success that we've had. And sometimes you just need to remind yourself of the good that you're doing in the world. Mm. And that will pull you out of neutral.
Mm.
Because I will assure you of this. Let's say you live to be 180 because you've been drinking green juice Organifi your whole life.
Right? Yes.
And you're taking your Isagenix telomere support, which is a good product, right? So you get to that place and you're like, oh my goodness, life was so incredibly short. And the older we get, the more time speeds up because we're sitting in neutral so long and we're not doing new things, which actually increase dopamine and slow time down.
Mm.
So we got that going for us. So looking at that as if your life was ending today and beginning today, as if it's the first time that you're seeing everything that you're seeing and the last, it will completely pull you out of a neutral state.
Mm.
So many people, the collective that we're both a part of and we're not a part of, will stay in that complacent state. And for 50, 60 years, they are there and they fall off the wagon of ambition at a really young age and they just continue to grow at maybe 2-3% every year. Mm. But you're a freaking warrior. I mean, you got the tattoo on your arm, right? So, and anybody that's listening to this, I'm talking to you. I'm not just talking to Lori, I'm talking to myself.
Mm-hmm.
I think reminding ourselves of how precious time is on this planet. And one of the greatest works that you could ever do is really understanding who you are, not what everybody else has said about you. Those limiting beliefs, everything that you've stacked into your consciousness. But it's, what if this was a game? What if this was a virtual reality simulator and you could create whatever you wanted to create? And the only thing you had to do was figure out who the F you were the whole time. And then once you do it, you get everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you could reinvent yourself at any time. And your stress levels would go to the floor and your impact would skyrocket. And people would just gravitate towards you, the love of your life, the relationship of your dreams, the financial stability, or then some, right? Super abundance, massive wealth rolling in like a tidal wave, flooding every area of your life. But you just had to be you.
It's so true. And for people listening to this, if they're like, wow, that just sounds too good to be true. It's so true. Just that's when I finally figured out just to be more me, which now I'm in this other phase of where I know there's so much more me that's not unlocked and I have to go back into the simulator, but outside the simulator is just so comfortable that I'm like, but it's not getting comfortable anymore. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm to this point where I'm like, it's so comfortable and I've been waiting for this because it was so uncomfortable for so long. But as a, and I'll just say it as you said it, because it's the truth, as someone who's decided to be like a warrior of uncovering this in that in my lifetime, I'm like, oh, this comfort's starting to get uncomfortable. And I don't really want to go back in the simulator because it takes so much time and energy. Yet if I don't do it, I'm going to be really even more uncomfortable. So Drew, is this a coaching session? Do I have to pay you after this?
I'm already funneling money from your account.
Okay, you know,
it up. This, it's not really a podcast. I'm just hacking in right now.
No, so, but I think a lot of people are there. We get to this point where, and you know, normally on this, I talk about getting to goals, but I know that there is a lot of people who also have met goals and it's kind of like, well, what next? Or, well, I'm happy now, yeah, or I make good money now. And how do we unlock that next level? Because there is a serious discomfort also in comfort when we kind of stay there too long.
Absolutely. And I think you could get to the end of the business that you want to create or the massive success that you're doing. But if you're not you and doing it, like how much would that suck?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I love you. It's because there's very few people that I've met on this plane that I would swap places with, but I would easily be like, all right, you know, like the movie when you're just like, I'm going to swap places with Lori Harder today. Like I would do that.
What movie was that?
And that would be fun for me. And there's very few people that I would do that with. So
that would be fun. Let's do that. I would love to go into organic. I would love to go on your trips and your dreams. And then I would love to go into Organifi. And I would also love to just walk into your closet because you have impeccable style and just wear the craziest stuff and have it look good. And I'll take your dog too. And
yeah,
your girlfriend's
Sage.
Pretty amazing.
I'd definitely take waffles. Right? I'd have a lot of guy time with Chris.
It's true.
He'd be like, what has happened to Lori today? We were doing all this crazy shit.
She's drinking extra green juice, wearing more mala beads than she's worn in a long time.
More mala beads. Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay. So I want to know in your life right now, is there an area where you feel like you're not showing up fully yourself?
I actually think it's in getting this book out there.
Mm.
Right? Because I'm so focused on growing the other company, Organifi.
Yeah.
And I think that I could totally beat the drum of this so much harder than I am. And like I'm getting people messaging me now. I got like 100 advanced copies.
Mm.
And I've had 4 people reach out within the past week. And literally I just sent these out to them. They started the book and they're all telling me they're crying. Mm. So like my goal was not to make people have a weep-a-thon, but if they're having it and they're unlocking things about themselves and they're leveling up, like I get to get this book out here. Like focusing more on this. And you understand the whole book thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of work.
Oh my God. It's like my soul definitely made me write a book because it was an up-leveling like I've never experienced. It was crazy.
It's a lot of work. Mm-hmm. And then the marketing, right? That's a whole nother chore. So
that was
not
the
only did you write the book, like a whole nother up-leveling.
I just thought I could write this book and it would really like, I thought because you have all these, you know, people who follow you and want to hear from you, I thought that people would just buy the book. But buying a book is a whole different, you have to go from author into then you have to put your whole heart and soul into marketing. Or it just, even if they love you, a book is a book. It's time consuming. You're asking someone to take 8+ hours out of their life to really sit with you and to go purchase this book, even though you know they have 35 books they haven't read yet.
Yeah. And most people aren't readers. You know, most people don't like to read, which did you read your own Audible?
Yes.
Yeah, that was fun, wasn't it? I did mine.
Oh my gosh. I like felt so many different things throughout it. And it was challenging and amazing and fun and crazy all at once.
Yeah, super cool. Yeah, I read my book too.
And, how was that for you?
Yeah, I mean, it was emotional because you read it and you do it and you know, you it's almost like performing it. It's not really like you're reading it. And it was awesome though. Like you get to the end of it and you're like, I just felt so accomplished.
Me too. I literally skipped out of the place that I recorded it. I was like skipping.
Yeah. I saw the people reading it and listening to it in their cars. And like, I really did some visualization stuff and that was cool.
Oh man, Drew, when people get your book, it is, so I'm kind of talking to Danette about this right now too. Like it is so magical once people start diving into the book and feeling like I think crying and weeping or whatnot is the first step to like letting yourself out. It's almost like this emotional release of like, it's okay. It's, you're coming out. It's freeing. It's so beautiful. And then watching all these people have all these different experiences with it is, I mean, it makes every single part of it worth it. It makes me want to go back and I'm actually doing a round two of my book tour because I'm so, this is the thing that I'm having the most fun with because it's the thing that I feel most connected to other people through.
Yeah.
Because we're so much the same. You just realize how much people connect to what you wrote because we're so, we know we're all one, but then you really realize, oh my gosh, we are just all feeling the same things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want to be at one of your book rallies. I think that would be awesome.
Oh, well, I'm going to
like
Austin.
We'll do the SNL skit where I'm like the crazy obsessed, like super fan.
I'll pay you to do it. So it just brings more propaganda. It's great.
Oh my God. I'll bring the Organifi team and we'll just pick it outside.
Just like spray your green powder everywhere while I'm talking.
Cannons.
You'll be my smoke machine, except it'll be your Organifi powder. It's great.
Everybody leaves smarter. They're like, I don't know why I'm so smart.
Couldn't have been Lori.
but I think buying a book and investing that time in yourself is one of the best things you can do. I've been reading a book a day for the past 2 years and
wow,
it's completely changed my life.
When do you do that?
In the morning.
It takes me so long. Are you a speed reader?
I am a speed reader.
Okay.
And I just absorb stuff quickly and I'm processing and I'll almost put myself in like a trance state. I got a essential oil rosemary diffuser. I got a I got a red light therapy going on to help my body relax. I play loud music too, which puts me in like this trance like state.
Mm-hmm.
I get my highlighter. I like to buy the books because I'm weird like that. And I love
I love it.
The paper and the highlighter, right?
Mm-hmm.
I like to stick the highlighters up my nose.
So technically he's high when he's doing this off of Sharpies. It's great.
Just kidding. And you can literally go through books so fast like that, but it takes that intention.
I'm gonna have to get more intentional because I read right now. I'm trying to read a book a week, which I feel is really good. So you guys don't stress out if that even a book every 2 weeks, a book every month can be good for some people. And it's really weird. So I want to speak to the other side. Like I don't feel like I absorb things even though I'm reading it. But what I find is when I'm out in the world or doing the work or podcasting or talking to people, I notice I have it. But I don't know that I have it if I'm just trying to sit and recall or even tell you what I really just read. And then when I go to practical application, I'm like, holy shit, that's there. Like I really did absorb it. So it's a really interesting thing that I've just learned is just kind of where I'm at or what maybe how I learned. So it does, reading is powerful, but I don't feel like I get, maybe there's something I can do. Maybe I can boost up my intentionality.
When you buy the book, You Be You, I'm going to tell you how to do like a dream induction.
Okay.
And at night, when you're actually reading the book before you go to bed, you can program your subconscious to actually remember more of what you're reading. And that's actually when it goes to long-term memory too.
So is this in your book? Right before bed, you say?
A little bit of this is in the book.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I can't give away everything in the book.
Well, you should. I'm just kidding. Because I want to know now. When do I get a copy? Okay, we're good.
Yeah, but no, super, super powerful stuff for sure. I love the changes that it's already making. I gave everybody on the team has one for Organifi. And we do book club every week. We read a book a week together as a company.
Yeah, I love that.
That's been super powerful.
Okay, so what are some of the things that are coming out of your, because they got an advanced copy. So I want to know what are some of the conversations that are coming out of your book club from it?
Yeah, there's been a lot of releasing. So a lot of forgiveness of people that have hurt them in the past. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of becoming empowered, you know, being the victor versus the victim. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of that. The language is shifting. There's no trying. There's no I can't. There's no need. The spoken word has become much more powerful in what they're saying.
Ooh.
And they're also materializing their goals quicker. So a couple of them actually had these arduous goals that they never set foot towards. And one of them is now writing like 200 pages a day because he wants to write a book.
Oh my God.
This guy in my call center, Brad, he's just completely killing it. Yeah, other people are taking action on their physical fitness. I just had David Cole came up to me today and he said he fasted for 7 days.
Wow.
And he's never done a 7 day fast. So part of detoxing your life is actually detoxing this 3D meat suit that we love. And yeah, so he's doing that. So this is just a couple of the things. I think just having this energy of the book in your field is a good thing. You know how certain books do that?
Yes.
You just have it around and it feels good. Like I have books everywhere in my house.
Mm-hmm.
And it completely changes the whole entire frequency of the environment. And like I said, I read a book a day. I probably order 5 or 6 books a day.
Oh so my God.
I have
yeah, you'd have to, right? I mean,
people come, they're great gifts. People come over, you give them a book, and then you snort your inhalers or your highlighters together. It's a beautiful
thing. It's a beautiful thing. we're going to have the best time together.
It's a beautiful thing.
Okay, so why? Why is this book making shifts? Why do you think it's making such big changes?
Because I think the collective's ready for it. Mm. You know, the book that you wrote that talks about the coming together as a tribe and being that support group, you know, and the book Danette's writing, The Rise, also goes hand in hand with UBU because everybody's coming back to that place. For the longest time, it was all about what externally do I need to complete me?
Mm.
What things can I add on to me?
Mm-hmm.
And I think now we're seeing more people return home. And I think collectively, that's what consciousness is doing. And having books like this that remind you of how great you really are and then give you the practical tools and application method, the rituals to go about doing it, I think that's next level.
Mm. That's so good. And I mean, I cannot wait to read it because I truly feel like if I could define the space that I'm in, it's truly knowing that me being more me is the most powerful thing that I can do. And I think that I had to go through thinking it was everything else first and really striving for the titles and making sure that I had the money and doing all, I know that I had to experience those things in order to get to the other side of, oh, okay. So it's really about me being more me and bringing it into these things. And that's just the exact place that I'm in is, and that's probably scarier than everything else that I've done, to be honest. But there does come a point where you just can't not be you. Like that's where I'm at is where am I not being authentic to myself? Because that's where I'm experiencing pain or more neutrality. Is that a word?
Yeah.
Yes. So I think it's actually me not being fully me and showing up to where I should be in different ways that's actually giving more of that like neutral feeling. So yeah, thanks for this session.
I like that. I like the idea of you doing a visualization and I talk about it in the book, but when we visualize our ideal us, like the you that you know you are, the you that came into this life experience before you got amnesia.
Mm-hmm.
And then you tried to do all this stuff externally to become a counterfeit you, which most people fall into, right?
Mm-hmm.
A whole bunch of counterfeit yous coming off the assembly line, buying the cars that we all have and wearing the clothes that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not a lot of authentic yous coming off the assembly line.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could just visualize yourself for a moment each and every day in those moments, in your magnificence, and a re-remembering would occur. A connection to your higher self would happen. And you would feel liberation. You'd feel peace. If you're experiencing any tightness in your hips or your back or your shoulders, that would probably even fade away too. Although I have to tell you, I'm not a doctor and I don't play one on TV. But I think when you enter this room, this wishful space, Neville Goddard talks about it, this author in the late 1800s, you will remember, there'll be a re-remembering of who you truly are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the planet needs. It does not need a counterfeit you or a you that's trying to be like everybody else. You know, there's only one Lori Harder on this planet. There's only one Drew Cannoli. And our 3D bodies are completely different. And so are our etheric, our auric fields, and so are our light bodies. Everything is different about us. And it's beautiful. And although we are different, when you get to the end of the book, you'll realize that we are actually all one. And science is now proving that. Like, there's so much energy inside each one of those cells in that body. So much light on an atomic level. You could literally power a whole country with the energy that's inside that meat sack, that bag of bones.
Wow.
Powerful.
I love this topic so much because I'll tell you that I always hear people say that they want to start something or a program or a podcast or a course or write a book, but it's all been done before and that's what stops them. And I'm like, yes, we're doing these things because these are things that have been around and are tried and true and work forever. I'm not saying that we're not going to create new things and that that's not something you should focus on, but it is creating the things from your perspective and from you being you. And it's completely different than a book that anyone else has ever written, or it's completely different because you put your spin on it. So, you know, letting that stop someone and or having that be the thing that stops most people, knowing that it's really crazy because the moment that I realized it was almost like too simple, I almost felt like the thing that was separating me, or I was always trying to find what was unique about me or what was special or why was it different? Because I don't know about you, but when I started writing my book, they're like, why are you unique? Why should we listen to you? Why are you special? And I was like, ooh, that is a really tough question. But it just came down to like, I know what I do, but like, I'm goofy, I'm weird, I give people permission. I don't know. I'm just going to live more into that and see what comes out. So I just really wrote into what felt too simple. You know, it's almost like more simplistic than we make it. Do you find that?
Absolutely. My book actually is very simple. So it's not esoteric truths that have been around for thousands of years that are hard to understand in today's language. It's pretty basic. And I think you're right. I think the simpler it is, the more applicable it is as well. And the greater the demonstration will be.
I love that. All right. So what is something that you feel you really want to share? Why people should grab your book?
I think it's a turning point. You know, it's a choice point that we talk about in the book. And every choice that we have in the moment actually raises us to a higher level of human being. And I think it's a magnificent choice to invest in yourself. I think there's a lot of people that are hesitant in investing with themselves, you know, in even a simple massage. You know, when's the last time you got a massage? When's the last time you took yourself on a date, right? What an amazing thing to do. And when you start to give more love to you, when you start to understand what really makes you tick and what makes you feel good, I think it just opens up a whole world of new possibilities. So I wouldn't wait on it. I think getting the book today would be a great call. And then putting the exercises and the practices to real world use. If there's any coaches, if there's any people that are listening to this podcast that have influence, that are around other people in their family, and they're trying to make changes in them and the family unit, like, this is a great book that'll help you break down some of those dichotomies as well.
I love that so much. And I really think that, number one, I cannot wait to get it. So if you could get another advanced copy and send that to me right away, that'd be awesome. Really, I cannot wait.
I can't believe you don't have anyone, or you don't have one yet.
It's all good. It's all good. It's coming. It's okay. I'm reading Danette's book. I'm almost done with it. So then I'll get yours right after this. So
nice.
Yeah. So you guys, this book is, I have always had something open up around you, Drew, literally when, even from short conversations, you know how to open things quickly because you have done it for yourself, because you are on this journey. And that's who I learn from the most, is the people that I know are just so fierce with their journey to becoming themselves. And that's why I think this book is perfect that you wrote it, is because you are someone that I would say is a mentor for me to follow, just you being you. And what happens? Oh my God, you have so many miracles in your life. And I love watching all of the great things that are happening to you and in your life. And that's just, it just shows me what is possible. So thank you for being that for me.
Yeah. Well, thank you for seeing me. And I see you as well. And I'm excited to put our face paint on once again and just get bikes like five-year-old children and just ride along the Nosaras Beach in Costa Rica and do crazy things on this planet.
It's really funny. I just found my tribal markers again. So we'll do that.
Let's do it. Come on.
I know. I'm thinking of just doing it today.
Yeah.
I'll Instagram it. We'll see. Okay. So what is there any last thing that you want to leave our audience with?
So simple and easy. Go to ububook.com. You can get it there. If you get two copies, what I'm doing is a live event in San Diego. So if you or anybody else wants to come hang out October 19th, we're having a live event for two books. So it's like $50 or something like that. You get two books and then a live event ticket, which is basically free. And you get a 6-part video course where I talk about a lot of these rituals and mindset things that you can do and breaking down some of the stuff that we talked about in this podcast, a self-love checklist / manifesto. And like I said before, the live event seats. And I also recorded some meditations for the book. So I'm going to walk you through evening meditation, a morning meditation to get your day started, and then a vitamin B shot for your soul meditation that can kind of just give you energy throughout the day whenever you need it. But these meditations are great to connect you to the you that you truly are. And they'll really assist you. So that's coming up as well.
You guys go get the book. I have put the link in the show notes. And if you are in the San Diego area, go to that event because I'm telling you, Drew's life has results. He is a happy, happy person. He's constantly, I feel like you're constantly just living your truth and that attracts so many amazing people. You are always around amazing people. You know that? I'm putting myself in that mix as well.
Well, like attracts like. Thanks for being there.
Oh, so you guys go and grab the book. And if you loved this episode as much as I did, make sure you share it with your friends. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.